Part 13, Student Interview, Algebra.
So, Brandon, you are now a sophomore in high school, is that correct?
Yes, that
and
is correct.
You are in algebra?
It's the class is called Algebra 1AB.
And what does that mean?
That means I have it on both A days and B days.
Okay. And you are in just a regular mainstream algebra class?
Right.
Okay.
Right. I took Algebra 1 last year, which I only had on one day.
Okay.
Either A day or B day. I don't remember. I believe it was A day. And I failed it at the end of the year.
Okay.
So
you're taking it over, but
taking
you're taking the
over.
More intensive form of it.
Right.
Okay.
You know, and it's easier this year than it was last year.
Why is it easier this year?
Well, probably because, you know, I still remember some of the stuff I learned last year.
Okay.
You know, and
sure.
So I need to build onto it.
Okay,
know,
that's fair enough. Do you have the same teacher as last year, or is it a
no.
different teacher?
No, different teacher. Last year I had Miss Marshall, this year I have Miss McClucky.
Okay, when you're actually in class, do you notice any, is there any difference in their teaching styles and how they present material, how they relate to you or other students in the class, or are they about the same?
Well, I think they're about the same, but I think Miss McClucky is, you know, I think she helps out more.
Okay.
And Miss Marshall did.
Okay, now we're getting there. Now, how does she help? How is it that she is a better teacher for you?
Well, she explains things in ways I can understand it.
Okay.
You know, like if we'll be checking homework and say I get an answer wrong and so I want it explained, you know, how did you come up with this?
Yes.
You know, and she'll take it step by step until I feel I'm okay.
Math in general, math for you as an individual in general, is it a subject that you enjoy or is it a subject that's a challenge for you that you'd rather not have to have?
Well, it depends on the subject matter.
Okay.
Kind of thing, like some parts are easy, some parts are hard, and the hard parts, like, as Ms. Seleb always says, math seems to frustrate me.
Okay. What about it frustrates? What parts are hard?
Well, Well, I remember the factor boxes were hard for a while, especially last year.
Okay.
In algebra.
What made them difficult?
Well, it was factoring three terms. Factoring trinomials, and it was just hard for me to get the concept of it.
Okay. What did you finally do? How did you finally catch on? I assume you understand it now.
Yeah, I got help from Dad, and Miss Seleb explained it in better terms. She told it to me. Like, she gave, like, she would verbalize it.
Okay. Does your math teacher verbalize what she's, say, writing on the board or on an overhead projector?
Like with notes, yeah. Yeah, you usually with notes, she will.
Okay. But other things she doesn't? Does that present a challenge for you?
Well, yeah, sometimes she doesn't, and Miss Seleb winds up having to tell me. Some of the easier material would be, say, doing the difference of two squares. The difficult might be like this graphing sometimes goes more difficult.
Graphing you find to be challenging?
Well, it was challenging at first, but not as challenging now.
Now you've got it figured out.
Right.